Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people are texting in champagne cocktails, which, as I understand it, is a drink with champagne poured on top of it. And I like a good old-fashioned. Ian McNulty knows that as well, as I killed some time until we got our guest ready, which we do have now. Thank you, gentlemen, both you, Ian Ozan, and you too, Cargo. All right, and Tim Zimmer as well. Pat Connick, PC, joins us now. Senator Pat Connick, talk about a meeting that's coming up. How you doing, PC?
Doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about what's happening.
Yeah, there's... right now, every year, the DOTD goes around the state. There's nine districts, DOTD districts throughout the state. And on Monday at 9:30 a.m. at the Conference Center at the Regional Transportation Management Center on Veterans Boulevard, there's going to be a meeting of top DOTD officials to discuss the construction projects that they plan for the upcoming year and ongoing projects for road projects throughout the state and throughout the region. This meeting will cover Jefferson, Lafourche, Orleans, Plaquemines, St. Bernard, St. Charles, and Terrebonne Parish. So if anyone has an issue or some comments about what they want in their district, this is the time to show up and voice your concerns and voice your wants.
Would this be a proper venue for bridge toll concerns or not?
Absolutely. I told my folks in Plaquemines Parish, to show up in force and tell them how this toll is affecting the economy of that parish. So, and I think it's a good opportunity to get behind why these tolls need to go away.
And I'm thinking of me specifically. It starts at 9:30, but they don't seal the doors, right? You don't have to be there right at 9:30, or do you?
No, you don't have to be. And you can watch online. I think it's going to be on YouTube, stream live. It's a good meeting. It's an informative meeting, and it's a way for DOTD to understand what's affecting the drivers and the communities that they're supposed to serve.
10 Veterans Boulevard. I'm going to take a risk here. I'm guessing that's where they usually set the cones out every year as a display.
I don't know about that. It's when you're coming off the elevator on the Pontchartrain Expressway heading towards Lakeview,
that's the place.
It splits, and there. It's a nice new modern building.
It's on a little island. I know exactly where you're talking about. We'll be there at 9:30 if you can. What is the latest on the tolls and Plenary and the Belchase Bridge, Pat? Do we know?
Well, we're trying to find a way to get rid of them. I know there's going to be some mediations taking place next week in Baton Rouge with the company. There's a contention talking to some folks in Washington, D.C. about getting some funding to pay the thing off. But looking at the business model of a toll in a community, it doesn't work. It has the opposite effect. Though these bridges are supposed to bring economic,
development
to the area. But in this case, it doesn't do that. It just does the opposite. So the whole purpose of building transportation networks and bridges and roads and improving things is to help the economy. This doesn't work here.
So would it be accurate to say that the governor is on board when he knows we got screwed when they made this deal?
I think everybody knows we got screwed. I think it's a no-brainer. But now, how do we get out of it? That's the issue. And there's a lot of money involved, Tommy. You're looking at millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, and we got to figure out what do we do now.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. The meeting happens Monday, 9:30. Y'all, if you can, get out there. It's at 10 Veterans Boulevard. Just Google it or IMAP it. You'll be able to find it. Pat, on a lighter note, I was saying if the bar was open and I could offer you any cocktail you want, take your order, what would it be? What would you drink? What's your drink of choice?
Man, club soda.
Really?
But sometimes, yeah. I feel better in the morning when I drink club soda. But other than that, it's a... vodka and cranberry.
There you go. All right, thank you, sir. 916, appreciate all your work, Pat Connick, you know that. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking here on WWL. 9:22, a minute late, but glad to have him. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Ian McNulty, having you on is the broadcast equivalent for this week of, like, when you're helping somebody move and that last heavy crate has been moved, and you're sitting down having a cold beer and just relaxing.
I'm here to help you lift from the bottom, Tommy. That's what we're doing here.
And lift with your back, because you never want to hurt your legs. Remember that.
Oh, strike that in reverse it, Hercules.
There you go. Let's talk about where you've been eating, where you've been drinking, what's on your mind.
Oh, man. There has been some delightful places that I've had a chance to bring up recently. And don't forget, since last time you and I talked, a lot has happened. It's true. But one of those things has been the emergence again of Revion, which I know is always of high interest to folks around here who follow the dining scene. But first, a place that I've had on my list for a while and I've been visiting off and on since they opened, last spring, and finally had a chance to really put together a piece on that was in the paper this week, is Aviva. It's a restaurant in the Marigny on what's on Franklin Street. It used to be called The Franklin, and this place was around for about 10 years, was known for its cocktails as sort of a modern bistro. Well, a lot of people were sad when it closed down, but let me tell you, what has replaced it is really, really a special place. And I say that Aviva is like that place you visited in Italy where, like, it spoke softly, but you couldn't stop talking about it afterwards. The menu is always changing with what's fresh. You can't quite pin it down. It's definitely not Italian-American. It's not Creole Italian. There's pasta, but it's not a red sauce joint. But you feel like, oh, this was that neighborhood restaurant that we happened into, and this is just the way it is over here, and this is what we're going to try to do when we go home, but instead we fall into going to TGI Fridays again and order too much takeout. But then you go to Aviva and you're reminded of that trip to Italy. Anyway, that's what it did for me.
Right now. It is Eviviva, the name of the restaurant, not Aviva, just to make sure.
No, that's right. That's right. Okay. Eviva. It means like hooray in Italian. It's an expression.
Eviva.
Aviva, that's right. And that will be my last ethnic impersonation today, I promise. It's this darkly seductive room that, check it out on my Instagram, at Ian McNulty Nola. There's a bunch of photos there from the great Chris Granger who shot it with me for this story. It's covered with contemporary art, but it has this classic look to it. It's nestled into its neighborhood. And, if I'm not selling you on it, like the introductory thing to do is to go for their happy hour. I love a good restaurant happy hour. This one lasts until 7, so you actually have a chance to get there. If you work until say 5 o'clock, I love a restaurant happy hour. I'm kind of frustrated when they end at like 4:45 or 5 o'clock or something. It's like no chance for me to get there.
You're not happy.
Yeah, no, but there's a really nice martini on special during happy hour. And then the food menu for happy hour is not just like, chicken wings they're throwing out there. It's things that the chefs are playing around with that they maybe don't have enough quantity yet or they're trying out. It's sort of like a chef's playground of delicious dishes that might end up on the main menu. The chefs, by the way, there's two of them. One, Rebecca Wilcom. She was at Herb Saint for a long time, and then for a short time at Gianna Restaurant, both Donald Link restaurants. And then she's joined there by a guy, Marcus Jacobs, who I've been following around town. A really good chef. He's known for Margie's Grill, which was on Broad Street for a while. And so the two of them are teamed up here. And it's just great. It's just like a wonderful restaurant. The menu is always changing. The wine list is nice and actually approachable. And that means something different these days. But when I say you can get a lot of, you have a choice of a lot of different wines for under $60 a bottle, that sounds pretty expensive. But the way things are going, that's actually for a fine wine at a nice restaurant, that's a pretty refreshing sight. That's the place, Tommy, that it is, it's like date night sexy, but also sort of anytime, you know, and anytime nice meal out. And I was just really glad to finally get, finally be able to showcase it. And it had been a long time coming. It's really one of the best restaurants, new restaurants that I've been to around New Orleans this year.
You talked about Chris Granger's photos, and they are beautiful, but I'm looking at a shot, overhead shot here. Take me through what we're looking at. In the center of the table, you have a chopping block with anchovy toast, but it's not like you would think it would be. Take me through that.
Yeah, sure. I'm not even looking at the photo, Tommy, but I think I can do this from memory.
Okay.
Starting at the top of the clock, anchovy toast. Yeah, it's focaccia bread with bits of anchovy, which are, you know, just pickly, sour fish, but tamed by some fresh herbs and a little chili. Then you're going over to a salad, which, you know, following the hands of the clock, right. That is sort of a study in vegetal bitterness with radicchio, which is such a fun word to say. Mm-hmm. Radicchio. There, I'm doing it again with the ethnic thing.
Radicchio. Eviva radicchio.
Yes, the radicchios. I went to high school with them over at LaSalle, I think.
Solid gold people, let me tell you something.
Mix that with some soft endive.
They still owe money.
But then put in some country ham and wads of mozzarella. They look like they've just been torn off of a hunk of mozzarella and tossed in there. What else have we got on the table? And there, oh, the grilled shrimp. This is beautiful Gulf shrimp treated at the absolute way they want to be treated, with some garlic, with some lemon, and not a moment too long on that fire. I mean, I would rather have my shrimp undercooked than overcooked, honestly, because they're going to finish cooking a little bit on the plate. That's the feeling I get every time I've had the shrimp there. It's almost like the steak at Crescent City or Ruth's Chris sort of snapping away on the iron plate as it makes its way to your table. But in this case, in a good way, the shrimp are just sort of finishing on the hot plate. So when you get them, they just have that fresh pop. Just a hint of char, all that garlic, and a little bit of lemon. Perfect. That's what you want from a Gulf shrimp. So great. And then there's one more dish on that table, and I think it was the soft shell shrimp.
Mm. Yeah, tell me about these. I'm seeing these all over the place, or specifically at Sal's in Belchase. They got soft shell shrimp all over. Is this a new thing or not, Ian? Because I've been here a long time. It's the first I've heard. I've heard of soft shell crawfish before, and certainly crabs, but not shrimp.
Sally has been selling soft shell shrimp by the seashore since 1777. Just kidding. It is, it's the same idea as soft shell crabs. We can talk about oysters later if you want, Tommy. Soft shell shrimp is the same as crab in theory, right? They're molting, and so the shell is still on, but it's in a state where when you fry it up, it's quite nice. Or also broil it, by the way. I've had broiled soft-shell crabs at Galatoire's before, and I might again today. And they are wonderful in that condition.
Ian McNulty sighting Galatoire's this afternoon. It could happen. Go ahead. Anyway,
I do have the afternoon off. Yeah. Look out, people of the French Quarter. It is soft-shell shrimp. Is the same idea. So you're eating it shell and all, and you really want these cooked right. And basically, just when they're fried properly, meaning not overcooked, you get this second level of crispiness. There's the crispiness you expect from fried shrimp, but then underneath that, sort of like an added layer of crunch, like the peanuts in your Snickers bar, in between the sweet plumpness of the shrimp. And it's a delight. And I've always assumed, I'd seen these here and there. There was a restaurant up in Lakeview called Cava years ago that would get them occasionally. And the owner there, Danny, would tell me, oh, I have to go down to the dock in Lafitte to get them. And maybe that was the case back then. It really seemed like this dockside exotica that you had to have a guy hook up to pull aside from you. But I have been seeing them more often lately. So that tells me maybe something's changed. In this case, I know that Aviva is getting them from Anna Marie Shrimp, which is a fantastic seafood I say company, it's a brand, it's a guy, Lance Nacio. He's a third generation Cajun hunter fisherman guy with a couple boats down there in Montague, Louisiana on the bayou, who's made a fantastic brand for local, sustainable, the stuff your grandparents grew up with, Louisiana seafood. So anytime you see the Anna Marie label or hear that thing name checked on a menu, you know it's going to be the real deal. Anyway, that's where the soft shell shrimp is coming from. And that was a special on the happy hour menu at Aviva. And that is a full circle around the $7 martini that they have there on special. Fabulous place.
Restaurant, reservations needed or not, or suggested?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you don't be afraid to drop in to the bar for happy hour, especially. But no, if you're going for a date or for two couples to get together, make a reservation for sure.
EVVIVA 2600 Dauphine. Where are we going next?
You want to talk a little Revion?
Sure.
Yeah, Revion is, of course, just the primer. It's the thing that happens in December, a lot of different restaurants. Sometimes it's compared to culinary because it's like a set course menu.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a multi-course menu for a set price, and it's sort of like the winter version of culinary in some people's minds, but that's not quite right, because culinary is meant to be sort of a bargain to get into the restaurants in the summertime. Revion is much more of a celebratory meal, and often, and especially this year, can be quite decadent. You know, it's really about them putting together a pretty fabulous menu at these restaurants. And it plays out in a lot of different ways. But a couple that caught my eye, you know, I always go through the roster over 50 of them. And it is a great format if you're getting people together for a holiday outing, because it's not just, oh, let's pick a restaurant. It's like, oh, let's do a Revion. It's just a little more motivating factor. And the menus can sometimes be these fabulous offers. So I get asked all year long about turducken. Even after Thanksgiving, it is a holiday thing. Gabrielle Restaurant on Orleans Avenue, Greg Sonnier's restaurant up there, they have turducken on their Revion menu, in addition to daube glacé, that Creole, it's like a jellied beef spread. It's sort of like the beef version of hogshead cheese, mm-hmm. which mostly resides in the memory of old people with Creole roots, but it comes back again often at Revion time. It's usually on the menu at Arno's, too. Arno's always does a fantastic Revion, and they have a special thing, too, that I just have to mention. every December, they do this teddy bear drive, and it's just incredibly touching. They ask people to bring in teddy bears, you know, a new teddy bear that you bought at Walgreens or whatever.
So we're talking about Arnold's here, not Gabrielle, or are we talking
about is Arno's now, and you drop off the teddy bear there, and Arno's collects them and then gives them to the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, which supports the cops, and the cops carry these teddy bears around when they come across a child on their beat who has, like, you know, witnessed a crime or been somehow traumatized. They give them a teddy bear, and here's a cop giving a kid a teddy bear. And I know it sounds a little sappy or whatever, but these little things.
But actually,
they do make a difference.
Let me jump in. If you've ever seen any of these police shows or whatever, the cops where they follow them out live or whatever, it makes all of the difference in the world to the child at that moment.
So every year I buy a teddy bear, and, you know, it's not pure selflessness. I take myself to Arno's French 75. I drop off the bear, and I treat myself to a cocktail at that amazing den of elegant cocktails there within Arno's. And then if you go in for the Revion, they're going to take care of you for the full course of the meal. But a few more Revions that did catch my eye. Gris-Gris, Eric Cook's restaurant in the Lower Garden District. The centerpiece of their Revion menu is basically everything that you would have on your platter if you went through the Christmas buffet at your aunt's house. It's like a Christmas ham, string bean casserole, stuffing, turkey gravy, probably a couple more things. And that's one course. Around that is the gumbo, the macaroni pie, and a dessert. And I think that's like $65 for that whole spread. And then they're one of a number of places doing great holiday cocktails in addition to the Revion menu. So there's other places that are really doing it up for Revion with cocktails, which is a kind of a fun way to go at it too. And then at the absolute peak of the list, I mean, some of these Revion menus I've been listing, they're like $65, maybe $70, $80 for this multi-course, 4 or 5 course spread. Restaurant August always does it up big for this, and they are taking it to a whole new level this year. Their Revion menu is eye-popping at $200. That's pretty high. You're not counting drinks in there yet. So that is exceptionally high. You're in Emerald's tasting menu territory almost with that. But their Revion menu, Tommy, it's something like 7 or 8 courses that are listed. One of them is a fruit de mer, the fruits of the sea, that is at least 3, maybe 4 dishes all on its own. There's a separate course of caviar, another one of oysters. It looks incredibly decadent. I mean, there's seafood. There's a fish course, a meat course, and then you get into the desserts. I used up all my S's with the soft shell shrimp earlier.
And where are we up to now? Plural. I'm just trying to keep track here because people want to know.
Yeah, sure. That one's Restaurant August. Yeah, looks like that's kind of the peak of decadence for a Revion outing.
Gotcha.
That is a restaurant that was a major whiff on the Michelin Guide this year, I thought. I mean, they got a mention, but I thought they should have gotten a star. And I think they also think so, too, and they are really making the case for the locals of what they're doing at Restaurant August, which is they're in a new chapter now, which is really, really special. It was one of the best meals I had this year was at Restaurant August over the summertime.
And where is that?
August, that's downtown. That's John Besh's original place. Been there, since 2001, I want to say. But it's across the street from the Windsor Court, down by the casino.
So when it comes to Revion dinners, is there what drives what? Does the chef say, okay, the Revion dinner is based on, as I understand it, people coming back from midnight mass and the spread would be laid out? Yes or no?
Traditionally, the word Revion, the awakening, it comes from this old French Creole tradition, a religious custom where, people, observant Catholics, go to midnight mass for Christmas Eve, come back and break the fast with a spread that has been laid out on the sideboard. And, it's this very sort of old-fashioned New Orleans, the age of the grand Creole era kind of image in your head. Well, it died away as, more American tropes of Christmas took over in this still resiliently Creole city. It was, sort of resigned to the history books, but it was brought back to life in a very different form. I mean, taking the name and the idea of a holiday feast and bringing it into restaurants and becoming modern. And so an interesting thing now is that chefs, restaurants are asked to make these menus in deepest summer. I mean, they are they're sweating to the oldies in August and September when the request comes along to put together these menus of stuffed this and breaded that and hearty this and
comfort
quail
this,
and
right?
rabbit. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's like sweater weather food that you're asked to contemplate in the summer. But it all plays out now, and the weather's kind of perfect for that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ian McNulty, we're out of time as always. Never enough time. I appreciate it as always, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
I'm wearing those old-fashioned cocktail socks that you that Santa Claus or Tommy Tucker off gave me one time. Yeah, those are going on for a jolly spree out there today. I'm taking the afternoon off, so look out, people of the French
Quarter. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Pace yourself.
You got to start somewhere, my friend.
You got it, Ian McNulty, Journey of 1,000 Miles, right? Covers food, dining, culture, time, speaking, you, New Orleans Advocate. 939, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL. My man JR standing by, 946, 14 till 10, waiting to enlighten us on sports betting. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, man. You know what? We got Thanksgiving behind us. I went 3-0 on Thanksgiving. We've got, obviously Christmas ahead of us, and this is my favorite time of year, not just because it's the holiday, but more importantly, the games are getting more important. There's a lot more on the line. Teams are starting to play harder. It's just a great time of year. Plus, college basketball, I mean, all we're doing is rolling in it. So here's what you want to do. Love the game tonight between North Texas and Tulane. 11-1, taking on 10-2. You guys already know, obviously, I don't need to tell you, this is a big game. Okay, the winner of this game probably going to the college football playoff. So I love the matchup. Here's what I'm doing. All you got to do, text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. I'm going to give you the winner of North Texas Tulane on the house. Free of charge. You don't need a credit card. You simply text the word WIN to the number 545454, and I'm going to give you that game for free. And it comes to you via text message. So text the word WIN to 545454, and let's make some money.
JR, college football, you know, obviously, it's changed, and I've been telling a story all morning. I was flipping around yesterday and stumbled upon. Have you ever seen the Canute Rockne story from 1940, this movie that was made in 1940? I love old movies, and they're talking about college football paying people and betting and all of that stuff, and I just laughed when I compared and contrasted to what it is today, but really what it was like really then anyway. But with that being said, things have changed as far as picking the games with who plays when and why and how and so forth.
You know, it's been a ridiculous influence that I never thought would ever, ever come into play. But over the last couple of years, you can't say that the refereeing has been suspect. I mean, giving them a compliment, saying it's suspect. It has been downright awful. Last night's game, awful. It's one bad call after another, and they've got the technology today to get it right, and they're still getting it wrong. It's driving me insane. And, you know, that even brings me to college football, right? You and I have spoken all year. This was a down year for me in college football, and I don't say that often. Mm-hmm. We went 11 straight years over 60%. First time I'm not over 60%. It was still plus, but at the end of the day, we got to do a little better. And it's not anything other than the way we look at it, the transfer portal, the NIL, the protection of these players at the end of games when you're up. You know, if you're laying 7.5 and you're on a team that's up 14, and, you know, they know there's only going to be one possession for the most part, they bench their best players because they got to pay them. They got to protect their investment. And now the other team drives down the field, scores an easy backdoor touchdown, and you're left holding the bag because you lost by a half a point. It's happened too many times. Now, it doesn't happen in college basketball. That's the plus, and we've been killing it in the NFL. So, you know, there's ways to beat it, and that's what we do, and that is by changing our strategy. And that's what we had to do. We had to adjust on the fly throughout the college football season, lower our bets in college football, raise them in the NFL, and utilize a different strategy. And that's what I'm doing right now with all my players, where I guess you could say it's a little bit of a gear change just because it's college basketball now and the information and the games are so much stronger that I'm utilizing what I call a rollover, and that's going three games at a time for the, you know, oncoming, let's say, 30 days.
So, you know, as you say that strategy, a long time ago I was playing golf with a guy for money. We were playing some other people, and I hit a shot that wasn't so good. And he said, "What were you thinking when you hit that shot?" And I said, "I don't know, ham sandwich. I just wasn't thinking." And the reason I tell that story is it comes to strategy. A lot of times when people bet, they don't have a strategy. Or when it comes to the long game, they don't have a strategy. You do.
You know, and that's when I look at it, and I was just talking to a guy yesterday about this. He's a physician, makes plenty of money, but doesn't do this to make money. He bets to entertain himself. Now, he does want to take it a bit more serious. That's obviously why he was having a conversation with me. But he said straight out, he goes, JR, I feel like I've been playing checkers my whole life. It's just like that old saying, you know, everyone's playing checkers. We're playing chess. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not thinking about your next move and the move after that and the move after that, you're doing is throwing darts. At the end of the day, you're going to get lucky. You're going to have some wins. And even if you're a guy that can win more than you lose without strategy, you're going to walk away a loser. And if you do walk away a winner, believe me, when you count up the amount of hours spent trying to make that money and the amount of time divided by the amount of money that you made, it's going to look like you're getting paid like you're working in a penitentiary.
And the other thing is, it's not, you know, I was talking to somebody over the Thanksgiving weekend as well at a family gathering about sports betting. It's not so much about the money. It's about winning, right? It's about being right in your choice and winning over the long haul and the long average. You're not going to win every game, but if you have a winning record when it's all over, that's what it's all about.
Correct. And you know what? At the end, we're going to have bad days. I explain this to people. In a 42-week season that I'm giving out games to my clientele, because I don't do baseball, I don't do MLB, throughout 42 weeks, if I'm going to win 27 to 32 weeks, that's my target, we're going to kill it. I mean, we are going to make a fortune. Because even when we lose, it's not like we're going 12 games under 500 in a week. Yes, we have bad days. Just last week, I went 0-3. 0-3 on a Wednesday. And I don't often give out that many games. So we get surprised and blindsided. It's about how you handle the losses and get back up and how you build yourself back up without chasing. We're never utilizing a negative progression. It's always about using a positive progression. And again, that great strategy, along with games that win a lot more than they lose, is going to make you, and how I've turned, you know, countless bankrolls over 10, 20, 50, even 100 times over again. So text the word WIN to 545454. I'm going to give you the North Texas Tulane game absolutely free. It comes in a text message. Plus, look, if you're serious about making money and wanting to treat this a little bit differently, it doesn't mean you need a ton of money. There'll be a phone number in there for you to contact us and sign up for a small deal. So do yourself a favor, text the word WIN to 545454, and let me give you this North Texas Tulane winner on the house.
That's why I put up $5,000 of my own money, because I wanted to win. I want to win. It's not about the money. It's about winning college basketball, riding around, coming around. And JR's right. Look, I asked him about some golf. Let's keep this thing going. He was so hot with college basketball last year. He said, nope. Take some time off, enjoy your winnings, right? And then I'll see you again next football season, which he did. College basketball season's here. I know you are especially hot when it comes to that. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Looking forward to it. You got a Lanyap choice for us, a little free pick on the air like you always do, JR?
Of course. I hope folks have been taking advantage of these games. I mean, we're now 10-4 on air. That's just every year, way over 70%. I really hope guys are taking advantage. You've got another big matchup this week, huge rivalry in the AFC. You've got the Dolphins going into New York to take on the Jets. Look, the Jets, yes, they've played a little bit better as of late. They're 3-9 overall. The Dolphins, I mean, this was a team that was 1-7 and now sitting 5-7, 1-4 in a row. Did not cover against New Orleans last week with a backdoor cover, but This is a game that they want to absolutely hammer the opponent. These two teams do not like each other, and when it comes down to it, they're not close games, because one is going to take advantage of the other. And this year, it's without question, the Dolphins' high-octane offense that's going to be able to put a lot of points on the board and not slow them down with that Jets defense, and relying on a run game as the Jets do, they're just not going to be able to keep up points-wise. Look for the Dolphins not only to win, but easily cover that 2.5. Go ahead and lay the points on the road in this case. Expect them to win by 10 or more. Use the Dolphins minus the points.
Hey, JR, take us out, my friend.
As always, guys, I am here to do one thing and one thing alone. Not just
Tommy
to
up on
entertain you, but I'm here to make you money. So give us a shout. Just text the word WIN to the number 545454. I'm going to give you North Texas Tulane absolutely free. It's on the house. And then do yourself a favor and sign up by calling the phone number via text. Again, text the word WIN to 545454 to get Tulane North Texas on the house. And be sure to tune into my podcast, Bet big, talk loud. That's bet big, talk loud. Guys, be safe, have fun, and let's go out there and make some money.
JR, you heard what I said. You also wake me up on Saturday morning, right?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you then. JR, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.